Launching a wedding officiant practice matters, but sustaining it matters just as much. Many ministry efforts begin with excitement. A new officiant feels called, receives ordination through the Christian Leaders Alliance, serves a few couples, and begins to see real opportunity. But over time, pressure can build. Schedules become complicated. Family dynamics become draining. Legal details require attention. Couples may bring painful histories. Remarriage situations may involve children, grief, divorce wounds, or blended family tensions. Venues may expect quick decisions. Church leaders may have questions. And the officiant may begin to feel stretched. That is why sustainability must be part of the ministry from the beginning. A faithful wedding officiant practice needs rhythms. You need a rhythm of prayer. You need a rhythm of preparation. You need a rhythm of communication. You need a rhythm of documentation. You need a rhythm of rest. You need a rhythm of continuing education. If every wedding feels like you are starting from scratch, the practice will become exhausting. But if you have a clear workflow, good forms, wise boundaries, and a simple preparation pattern, the ministry becomes more peaceful and dependable. Sustainability also requires role clarity. You are a wedding officiant. You may offer pastoral encouragement, biblical guidance, prayer, premarital conversation, remarriage discernment, and marriage growth resources. But you are not a licensed therapist, attorney, abuse specialist, mediator, or mental health clinician unless you separately hold those qualifications. A faithful officiant knows when to serve, when to slow down, and when to refer. This protects the bride and groom. It protects families. It protects your ministry. And it protects the public witness of Christian marriage ministry. Long-term faithfulness also means staying accountable. Independent officiants should not become isolated officiants. Even if your practice is not based in a local church or soul center, you still need trusted Christian people who know your work, pray for you, ask good questions, and encourage wise decisions. If your practice is connected to a church, keep communication clear with the pastor or church board. If your practice grows through a soul center, keep the soul center's purpose clear. Do not let the ministry drift into confusion. A sustainable practice also keeps civil responsibilities in view. Civil requirements vary by location. The bride and groom may assume the officiant handles everything. The officiant may assume the couple knows what to do. Those assumptions create problems. Before each ceremony, verify where the wedding will occur, who issues the license, who signs it, who returns it, and what deadline applies. This course offers ministry training, not legal advice, so always verify with the proper civil authority. Long-term ministry also requires spiritual humility. You will not serve every couple. You will not solve every family conflict. You will not be the right officiant for every wedding. Sometimes faithfulness means saying yes. Sometimes faithfulness means saying, I cannot serve this ceremony in good conscience. Sometimes faithfulness means saying, this situation needs more pastoral care before we proceed. Sometimes faithfulness means referring the couple to a pastor, counselor, attorney, or appropriate specialist. Sustainability is not about doing everything. It is about doing the right things faithfully. Over time, a healthy wedding officiant practice becomes known for peace, clarity, dignity, truth, and care. Couples trust it, families respect it. Churches understand it, venues appreciate it, and future leaders can learn from it. So build slowly, keep learning, stay prayerful, protect your soul, serve the bride and groom with love. And let your wedding officiant practice become a long-term ministry presence in your community.